Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Financial Coach for You, Blog Talk Radio, where we promote you and your brand. We believe in collaboration, working together to help each other. To learn about who we are and what we do, visit us at www.fcforyouonestopshop.com.
Hello, hello. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Financial Coach for You. My name is Coach Steven. I'm co-host here with Financial Coach for You on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks for listening. Today, we've got a great, great opportunity to listen to a story from a wonderful friend of mine and also a strong advocate of something that's really dear to my heart, and that's serving into the disabled population, the disabled community. Today we have a VIP guest, Margarita Elizondo. Margarita, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's an honor to be on your show and share a little bit about my entrepreneurial experience and a little bit about my personal life and what's happening in the disability community today.
Right. For those of you who don't know Margarita, she's a motivational speaker, entrepreneur, founder, and CEO of a nonprofit called Rolling With Me. She's a model, dancer, and also author. So back in 2006, I believe it was, that's when an actual intruder came into your home. Is that correct, Margarita? And actually shot you. I can't imagine going through that kind of experience. And as a result, you are a C6, 6'7 quadriplegic. But that didn't stop you from giving up hope. So why don't you share with our listening audience as far as what continued and what motivated you, a little bit more about yourself and Rolling With Me.
Sure. So to back up just a little bit, I was a single mom of 3 and 7 months pregnant when I was injured. And my biggest motivation was and always has been my children. My son did not survive. Had I not been pregnant, I wouldn't have survived. I had so much blood loss that the blood that I carried in my womb and the baby's blood is what saved my life. And so when I woke up 2 weeks after being in a coma and learning what my circumstances were and what my losses were, all I could think about was, how was I still going to be a mother to my 3 children? And, I mean, can you imagine laying in the hospital room and being told that you're facing the possibility of being dependent on a breathing machine and never being able to speak again, right, not having movement from my neckline down, and trying to process, how was I going to wash clothes? How was I going to make food? How was I going to put food on the table?
For that kind of experience, it's almost surreal. It's almost surreal to have to go through something like that. And it's only, as you would attest to, is the grace of God that gave you the strength to be able to go through that and move forward. Because the natural reaction is obviously, for most people, I'd imagine, is depression. And there's some degree of that. But for God to, give you hope to be able to move forward.
Actually, that's exactly where I gained all of my hope and all of my courage. And I give thanks to him, and all glory to him for not just being alive, but all of my successes and my pride and joy, which are my kids and their successes, because I strongly believe that disability and trauma doesn't just happen to the individual, it happens to the entire family. And we just picked up and moved on, and everything that we struggled through, all the adversities, helped make us stronger, wiser, more independent, and really carved our path in terms of what direction our goals were going to be in life. For me as an advocate, my kids also work in the disability community. My son's in the Army. So it all gave us a definite heart of gratitude, but also of servitude, and taking those two and turning them into our life goals. And for me, a brand, what I did was learn that as I was sharing and healing, others were too. And the more I shared, the more people wanted to know. And I quickly discovered that I could turn my circumstance into an actual brand. And that's what I did. I look at Margarita Alivondo as a brand, and then my friends know me as Maggie. And that's just the way I've lived since I started speaking, is treating my circumstance as something that I could benefit from and not be victimized by.
Right. Okay. And I've heard your story before on several different occasions, and I know that something that you have a passion is expression through dance. And I just thought that this is a fantastic opportunity to really communicate to the whole world about that some things that we think that disability is a barrier to performing certain types of tasks, certain types of actions, you didn't let it stop you, right? You didn't let it stop you. I know you are part of the San Diego Wheelchair Dancers Organization, and just that's part of who you are is that creativity. I think that's just something that just as an inspiration when God puts that in our heart and who we are and the talents and the strengths and the gifts that He gives us, of knowing how to express them and not worry about what other people think, of how to judge it or evaluate that, you know, what they're doing, as long as we know that we're being obedient to Him. So let me ask, as far as tell us more about Rolling With Me. It's a nonprofit, and how you came up with why you decided to pursue a nonprofit versus a for-profit private organization.
Well, the way the system works is it's very difficult to sustain employment when you have a disability and not lose your benefits. So exploring the different avenues of trying to maintain benefits. And when I say benefits, it's healthcare. Like, that's the biggest, benefit, if you want to call it a benefit, that I could not afford to lose, because I need the coverage for my daily basic needs, like my medical supplies and my wheelchair, different adaptive equipment and devices that I require being a quadriplegic. And so there's a fear of earning too much and losing your medical benefits, and, you know, weighing the pros and cons to independent living, quality of life, and having a substantial financial income. And also keeping in mind what am I doing this for? Am I doing this for financial gain, or am I doing this for the advocacy and the servant heart that I have. And so that puts me in the direction of nonprofit being the better option for my circumstance. And through having a nonprofit and gaining access to grants would give me more opportunity to give back to the community and do stuff for the disability community versus having a for-profit and not having access to grants and then capping how much income I could actually have in fear of losing any kind of Social Security benefits or medical coverage, which to me, the medical coverage is the biggest and most important need in my life, because without my medical coverage, I have no caregiver, I have no medical supplies, and no medications, no doctor's visits. And so,
I think that actually represents a large percentage of individuals who are on disability benefits through Social Security, either SSI or SSDI, that they value the medical benefits a lot more than losing their cash benefits. The medical benefits, the value of that and the cost of that, something couldn't be able to afford. And we talked about that, where Social Security has programs called work incentives to be able to try to encourage that. But each person is unique in that you're right. Each person has to do their own assessment. And there's actually that's one of the things my expertise, as you and I know, that to do an assessment, is it worth it to go back to work and have an earning? Then what's going to happen, not just to your cash benefits, but to your medical benefits? And like I said, I think the vast majority of individuals who are beneficiaries would agree with you on that. And I would agree with you on that you have to weigh the pros and the cons. So and also what your point about – yeah, go ahead.
I mean, even now with being on unemployment, for example, right now with the COVID relief package and unemployment, it's a great, great cash income. But again, I have to weigh, as an independent contractor, I have to weigh out, is it even worth it for me to work, because I get so much more not working and receiving the unemployment and COVID relief. For example, I had an income of $300 in a two-week period, and because I had that $300 income, I lost the $900 income that I would receive through unemployment and the COVID relief. And it's like, how does that make sense? It's just, you have to weigh out what's most financially beneficial, but also what you need for sustainability as far as your medical coverage and other cash benefits that you might be able to qualify for.
Exactly. And like I said, each person is unique and looking at that and not to try to, try to pressure force people to go back to work, because you have to look at all the way, again, the pros and the cons between which, and if it's really, is someone going to be in a worse financial position because of that? And so that's a great example for that. So, but it looks like we have some, our time is running down now, but I definitely would love to have you back on the show, Maggie, and talk more about some of the issues that the community is facing. But if anyone in our listening audience is interested in contacting you, how can they connect with or roll with me or with you?
That's a good question. So you can visit the website rollingwithme.org, and there is a contact button there, and it'll reach me directly. And I'm open to any questions, any way that I can help anyone. I also want to encourage you to check out the books. You can see those on my website as well. The children's book series is directed towards educating kids on the importance of diversity, inclusion, and being kind overall. So, again, thank you for having me. And if anyone would like to reach out, I'd love to hear from you.
You're welcome. And that's one thing I just definitely wanted to mention, that Maggie has some books. She's an author of some recent children's books, and it's more on along the lines of disability sensitivity and trying to teach children the importance of respecting diversity and respecting individuals with disabilities. And so they're great. It's a great set of books. Check out her website to explore those books and pass them along as an educational tool for your own children. So, again, thanks for being our guest today. Maggie will definitely appreciate it. And if any of you are interested who being a guest on our show here on Financial Coach for You, just contact me at Stephen@financialcoach4u.net. That's Stephen with a V at financialcoach4u.net. And thanks again. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Have a great day, everyone.
You've been listening to Financial Coach for You, Blog Talk Radio, where we promote you and your brand. For more info, visit us at www.fc4u.com.